Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Mary Mahan, M-A-H-A-N. As per the examinee, Mary Mahan is a 37-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 10-18-22. Apparently, she was the operator of a school bus that just began moving from a stopped position. Apparently, she was in the left lane and the traffic light changed for her right of way to go. Apparently, the vehicle turning onto the street where she was turned wide led to the impact. Apparently, the front of her vehicle hit the rear of the car tire in front of hers. Apparently, there was no airbag deployment. Apparently, she did not sustain any head trauma or loss of consciousness. Apparently, she believes she injured her lower back, left shoulder, and hips, and went to the emergency room in Stratford this on 10-22-22. Period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be 3 herniated discs and shoulder injury. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. She did accept physical therapy and injections that she states made her feel worse. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Mahan was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 10-23-22. Period. She complained of low back pain after a motor vehicle accident on 10-18-22. Period. She is a school bus driver and appeared to the right due to an oncoming car in the back of another truck hit in the right front tire. Period. Parentheses. Their grammar is bad here. Close parentheses. She was wearing her seatbelt. Period. She did not seek evaluation following the accident and was able to extract herself from the vehicle and was ambulatory at the scene. Period. This morning she went down to grab something and felt increased soreness in her back. Period. She was already taking baclofen, Flonase, ibuprofen, nasal spray, and Desiril. Period. While at the emergency room, she received lidocaine patch for her pain. Period. Upon exam, there was no battle sign or raccoon eyes noted. Period. She had a 4-inch mush of the cervical spine, with no bruising, period. There was no tenderness to palpation, period. There was no seatbelt sign in the abdomen or chest, period. There was no midline point tenderness, step-up depressions of the back noted, period. She had full flexion, extension, and rotation, period. She had full range of motion and strength of the upper and lower extremities, period. There was paraspinal tenderness bilaterally in the lumbar area, period. She did undergo lumbar spine x-rays that showed the vertebral bodies were well maintained in normal alignment, but there was no acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She was then treated and released on Advil and baclofen. Period. Ms. Mahan followed up at Virtual Occupational on 10-26-22, period. She had been working for the insured for the past 7 years. Period. She was driving students to school at 7 a.m. on 10-18-22. Period. She was driving in a, quote, vehicle on my passenger side, parentheses, truck with extender, close parentheses. hit my front passenger side tire. Close parentheses. Paired, the police came and investigated the incident, and they were released. Paired, the pain was not bad, but as the days progressed, it became worse in her back. Paired, she was seen in the emergency room and then also saw her regular doctor the previous day, who gave her another medication. Paired, this evidently was Flexeril. Period. Clinical exam found she had difficulty with walking and bending over and cannot walk in tandem gait or on her heels or toes. Period. There was moderate tenderness to palpation in the mid portion of the thoracic spine and paravertebral muscles, with no spasm. Period, flexion was to about 50% of normal. Period, straight leg raising was negative, and deep tendon reflexes were intact. Period, she moved cautiously onto the exam table and walked stiffly. Period. She was advised to discontinue the baclofen and begin Flexeril, since they were both muscle relaxants. Period. She was cleared for only sedentary work duties. Period. She followed up here and remained symptomatic. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 12/5/22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted cervical range of motion was full and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired, she had no complaints of actual lumbar pain, but complained of pain in the thoracic region. Paired, sciatic root stretch signs were negative. Paired, she had no numbness or tingling of the legs. Paired, she was able to forward flex and touch her toes. Paired, he thought her main issue was thoracic sprain and strain with resolving cervical strain and sprain. Paired, he placed her on Relafant as well as Flexeril, and wanted her to do additional physical therapy. Period. On 12/19/22, her cervical and shoulder pain were new complaints. Gertie explained she was now several months status post-injury and doubted they would be covered. Period. She felt incapable of working. Gertie recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. On 1/9/23, Dr. Lipschultz wrote the FCE done on 12/27/22 was valid. Period. It indicated she was able to perform about 85% of her normal work activity. Period. He wanted her to continue therapy and medication. Period. He also ordered an MRI of the lumbar sacral spine. Period. This was done on 1/19/23 to be inserted here. Period. On 1/30/23, Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with her. Period, he wrote, there was a moderate to large herniation at L4-5, comma, small herniation at L5-S1, comma, and disc bulging with a small herniation at L3-4. Period, he explained being surprised she sustained a 3-level disc herniation from a relatively mild bus accident. Period, she certainly might have aggravated pre-existing pathology that was asymptomatic. Period, he then placed her on a Medrol dose pack. Period. feet. Followed up on to 723 without benefit from the Medrol. Period. They discussed treatment options including pain management. Period. She did see Dr. Saxteen on 3723, who recommended left-sided transferaminal injections. Period. She was hesitant about having them. Period. She returned to Dr. Lipschultz on 4323, who did not see a surgical indication. Period. She was going to follow up with Dr. Saxteen the following week. Period. She did have one injection that she did not feel helped her. Pretty thought she might be a candidate for a facet injection. Period. New paragraph. An injection evidently was administered on 3/23/23, but I'm not in receipt of the actual report. But on 8/10/23, Dr. Saxteen performed facet joint injections. Period. She followed up with Dr. Saxteen over the next several months. Period. On 8/22/23, he wanted to repeat the facet injections at some levels to see if they gave her long-lasting relief. Period. She continued to see Dr. Lipschultz through 7/5/23, period. She continued to have baseline low back discomfort with no radicular pain in the legs, nor did she have any numbness or tingling. Numbness or weakness, period. She was able to forward flex and touch her toes along with full extension, period. She canceled the second epidural injection that was scheduled, period. Although Dr. Lipschultz asked her why she did that, she did not provide any answer. Period. She was to follow up with Dr. Saxteen on the 25th of July. Period. Based upon his exam, he thought it was reasonable she could return to work without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders normal, extremities lower. It was healed scarring about the right knee and ankle, consistent with implantation of a rod for prior trauma. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusion. Period. Motion of both hips was full, but elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hip maneuvers normal, spine cervical. She demonstrated hypermobile motion in all spheres. Period. She was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was global tenderness, palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and active reflex to 75 degrees. Period extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She reported global discomfort to palpation in a global She reported global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees on both the right and the left elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had positive axial loading comma, trunk torsion comma, and Hoover tests for symptom magnification. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 10/18/22, Mary Mahan was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. She was the operator of a school bus that sustained minor trauma to part of a truck in front of hers, her in front of her bus. Apparently, she did not seek emergent medical treatment. Period. She went to the emergency room on 10/23/22, where X-rays were negative. Apparently, she followed up with Virtua Occupational, who also continued her conservative treatment. Parents remained symptomatic and had an orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. In between the emergency room visit and Virtua, she saw her personal physician. Period. Dr. Lipschultz also treated her conservatively, but she remained subjectively symptomatic. Period. A lumbar MRI was done, as noted above, to be inserted here. Period. He was surprised that she would have sustained 3 disc herniations based upon the minor mechanism of injury. Period. She did accept injection therapy from Dr. Saxteen. Period. She participated in an FCE, as noted above. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual report, but Dr. Lipschultz referenced it. Period. And put this in bold. Try to get the full report from Strive Physical Therapy done on 12/27/22. Period. We do have sort of the cover page for that. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Mahan currently demonstrated variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had global tenderness to palpation throughout the thoracic and lumbar regions in the absence of spasm. Period. She had positive axial loading for torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back with respect to the subject event. Period. She does have evidence of multi-level disc disease that comports with age and body habitus. Period. They could not have been caused by the minor mechanisms of injury that occurred on 10/18/22. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, or both hips. Period. And that is the end.